Hello and welcome to HCP Live Podcasts. My name is Alex Hillenbrand, and today we're discussing new research on the clinical patterns of young adults with glomerular disease, comparing their disease outcomes to pediatric patients and adults. In this episode, we sat down with Dr. Andrew Vissing, an attending physician and assistant professor at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, a study investigator of the CureGN Consortium, assembled to study glomerular diseases. Hello, Dr. Vissing. From a clinical standpoint, why are young adults an especially important group to study in glomerular disease outcomes?
Yeah, so when we were looking into doing this study, we noticed that there's not a lot of research done on the adolescent and young adult population in general, let alone within glomerular disease. There are some studies that look at their outcomes, but for the most part, you know, most research, you know, across all fields really kind of separates the two groups into pediatric and adult with kind of a arbitrary cutoff of 18 years old. But what we've had from our clinical experience is just knowing that this age group is quite different in kind of what they're going through, you know, not only from a medical standpoint, but also just kind of that phase of life, kind of emerging independence, you know, finishing high school, going on to the next step in their career or their life, whether it's, you know, college or getting a job, moving away from home. There's just a lot of changes. And I think for patients with any chronic disease, especially glomerular disease, there's, you know, a lot that can, else that can be going on in life that can make managing a disease, a chronic medical condition, difficult. So there's some interesting studies that show that this age group in the kidney transplant population have significantly worse outcomes than younger kids and older adults. And so we wanted to kind of replicate that with looking into glomerular disease as well.
As a study investigator, can you walk me through some of the key findings of the study and the implications they have for clinician understanding?
Yeah, I think, you know, our hypothesis was that this age group would potentially have worse outcomes than, you know, and by this population, I mean the young adult age group that we characterize as ages 14 to 25 to kind of capture that whole kind of time period I was just referencing in terms of emerging independence and kind of transitioning from being under the care of your parents to kind of independently managing your care. Generally happens for most patients during that age range. And so I think our hypothesis was that these patients might have worse outcomes. We didn't necessarily find exactly that to be true, but, you know, looking at the different, you know, we looked at minimal change disease, FSGS, and IgA nephropathy. And kind of for each individual category and for the different outcomes we looked at, you know, there were some key differences between the adolescent and young adult age group compared to the other two groups. I think one of the main takeaways is not really even the individual differences for each outcome in each individual age group, but just that there are you know, I think it's very clear from our study that the adolescent, this, you know, this age group does have very different outcomes than the pediatric and adult age group. And therefore, you know, I think whether you're taking care of a patient with it in this age group or doing a research study, it's important to think about this group differently and not kind of lump them in with, you know, an arbitrary 18-year-old age cutoff.